Central Victoria's Gold, John Lennon, Woman. It's 12 past 8. If you missed buy and sell earlier, the ads will be at goldcentralvictoria.com.au. It's time for the dog spot. It's a very good morning to Joe from Righteous Pups. G'day, Joe.
Good morning, Sean. How are you going?
I'm going well. Beautiful day in Central Victoria.
It's lovely.
It is going to be an absolute cracker today. Now, you've received an email from Donna from Longley. I think she's having problems with her dog on her lead, being a bit reactive. Is that the problem?
Yes, she is. And Donna, you are not alone. And I'm going to explain to everyone out there why often dogs can, who are absolute angels at home, can be turned into little monsters when they're out on the lead. Now, firstly, you need to understand that human beings are primates and dogs obviously are canines. Now, primates, we have a different way of greeting. So we like to greet face to face. We like to shake hands or give a kiss on the side of the cheek or a hug.
Or a smile.
Or a smile. And we tend to lean in. We tend to show teeth when we're smiling, and those things are juxtaposed to how dogs greet. If you ever let two dogs off in a paddock, you'll see that they'll kind of do loops and yes. come in this weird kind of arrangements, because that's how they greet. They greet all low-key. We give plenty of time. We keep distances until such time as we, you know, slowly give enough non-verbal signals as to whether or not we choose to greet. Now, the problem with the fact that the world is primarily primate orientated, we have built these amazing footpaths, and we all walk on these footpaths because primates love order, and we greet one another as we're walking along. And for a dog, that is incredibly terrifying, especially if you've got a dog that is a little bit overreactive or fearful. So I'm going to give Donna some advice on how she can change the structure and the nature of that walk. And I'm also going to give you a backup if something goes wrong. So, Donna, with your dog, what I want you to do is when you see another dog at the moment, encourage your dog to look at your face. Having that ability to take the pressure out of two dogs locking eyes and the tension that builds is very, very helpful, and it stops them from sending the wrong messages to each other. And if you see a dog coming along the path, just hop off the path for a little while and do something fun, or give your dog some chicken or some treats. And what a good dog. So you're associating, when we see dogs out in public on lead, it's a fun time for us. So in actual fact, your dog's going to see a dog over time and go, oh, chicken, oh, cuddles, or something really exciting. So we change the emotional response. The other thing is the lead. The lead, if two dogs were in the wild and greeting one another, they would be off lead, and they can choose to run away, or they can choose to come on in and fight, a bit like us, the fight and flight scenario. But when they're on the lead, they're trapped. And the minute there's tension on the lead, that has a propensity to escalate things. So we need to try and keep that leash as loose as possible without losing control. Now, we're walking along, and let's say we've got the beautiful golden retriever that the other mum's decided to leave off lead, and that dog's running at you at a fast pace wanting to say hello. Now, most goldens will just lick you to death, but your dog doesn't know that. So what I would recommend is always taking some treats with you, and say, for example, you see the golden retriever coming at you at pace, and the owner saying, it's all right, he's friendly, just throw some treats on the ground right in front of where the dog's going to come. That'll distract the dog long enough for you to be able to make a quick exit with your dog and move on, because a lot of people don't understand dog body language, and they can often misinterpret what is friendly as to, oh, I'm going to come over and tell you whose path this is, young man, kind of thing.
So that's it. That's how you're going to fix up your dog problem.
That's how I'm going to start fixing up the dog problem, and keep working at it, Donna.
All right.
That's my advice.
Good on you, Joe. If you're having a problem with your dog, drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au, see the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk in next Saturday morning.
Thanks, Sean.